Track 10, and now we come to our final news stories. All aboard. Libraries Railway show a success. Enthusiasts of all ages flocked to Newton Abbott Library on Saturday last for the third Model Railway and Studies Show. The Railway Studies Collection show proved popular with many hundreds of visitors to the Passmore Edwards Centre on the 8th of November. This year's show featured model layouts in gauges HO, 00 and electric garden gauge, showcasing meticulous craftsmanship, detailed local scenery and intricate miniatures by several local groups, including the South Devon Garden Railway Group, Newton Abbott and District Model Engineering Society, and many more besides. Aiming to raise awareness of the collection, understood to be the second largest in the UK, Saturday's show opened at 10 a.m. before drawing to a close at 4 p.m. And making their debut at this year's show was More Boxes, Model Railways in Office Box Files. Modelled in N-gauge, each of the More Boxes housed self-contained oval micro layouts, including Cobweb Towers, Alpine Heights and Blatchford Quarry. The Friends of the Railway Studies Collection put together a history of rail transport display, together with a curated photo exhibition, including a selection of never-seen-before items, especially for this year's show. Organised by Newton Abbott Libraries Bethan and Emma, the show drew many positive comments and raised the most money through donations of the three shows to date. There was so much to see. It was great seeing so many local groups come together, said one visitor. The library is such a positive and welcoming space. Hats off to the organisers. The show was great, said another. A free event, the Railway Studies and Modellers Show, was made possible thanks to Libraries Unlimited and the charity that runs libraries across Devon.
Updated eco plan for 60 home development accepted. An updated Construction Environment Management Plan, also known as a CEMP, submitted in relation to an application for more than 60 homes in Bobby Tracy, has been accepted after the first submission was rejected. The application for 63 dwellings on land off the Moreton Hampstead Road was granted conditional planning permission in October 2024, despite a swathe of objections, including Tracy Town Council. Condition 6 of the planning consent stated that no development will take place without the submission and approval of a CEMP, which Tillier Homes initially submitted on June the 17th. In August, Teignbridge District Council refused to approve it, saying that there was insufficient details throughout the CEMP document and inaccuracies detailed when compared to related documents. But Tillier Homes submitted an updated CEMP in September, which was approved by Teignbridge on the 3rd of November. The design and access statement says that the proposal will deliver much needed housing, with 30% specifically as affordable dwellings with a mix to include one bedroom flats, two, three and four bedroom houses. The development will help to increase pedestrian connectivity in the area, and the landscaping benefits proposed will have been designed to serve the wider area as well as the immediate site, the statement says. New housing will insist in a generating additional expenditure in Bobby Tracy, which will support and reinforce the existing services and facilities in the area. The development will thus generate a new investment in the local economy and create new construction and supply chain jobs over the lifetime of the development, the statement adds.
Obesity among region school kids reaches record level. Obesity among final year primary school children in Teignbridge reached a record level last year, new figures show. The Obesity Health Alliance, a coalition of health organisations, said the data is at odds with the government's target of creating the healthiest generation of children ever. The recent National Child Measurement Programme shows some 1,115 Year 6 children in Teignbridge were measured in 2024 to 25, with about 19.7% found to be obese. It was an increase from 17% the year before and the highest since records for the area began. Meanwhile, 10.2% of youngsters in reception, the first year of primary school, were obese in 2024-25, up from 7.8% the year before. Excluding the peak during the first year of the pandemic, the rate of obesity in reception year was the highest since records began in 2006-07. Professor Simon Kenny, NHS National Clinical Director for Children and Young People, said these figures are extremely concerning. Obesity can have a devastating impact on children's health, increasing their risk of type 2 diabetes, cancer, mental health issues, and many other illnesses, which can sadly lead to shorter and unhappier lives.
Prizes for Prime Stock at annual show. A one-day show celebrating the Southwest's very best prime stock cattle and sheep took place at West Point Arena. November the 5th saw more than 200 animals, each groomed to within an inch of their lives, aiming for prestigious top prize at AgriFest Southwest. The event is fantastic, and each year more and more cattle and sheep come to compete for champion placings, and 2025 was no exception, said AgriFest Chair Deborah Custance Baker. More than 180 cattle and over 75 pairs of sheep went under the judges' eyes, all outstanding quality, which made the judges' decisions tough, particularly when being watched by a crowd four deep around the rings. And it was wonderful to welcome some pigs for the first time and hope that we will be able to hold classes for them in 2026. And accompanying this article, there are several photographs of the various animals, but there's one that caught my attention, which is three-year-old Oscar from Upton Leigh Farm at Payhembury, who is helping his mum, Lynn, get a sheep ready for the show.
Station looks for on-call firefighters. A Teignbridge fire station is looking for new recruits. Dawlish Fire Station have put out the call for paid on-call firefighters. Come along to our drill night every Wednesday from 7 till 9 to meet the crew and find out more about the role, a spokesman for the fire station said. Those looking to apply must either live or work within 5 minutes of the station, which is located on Oak Hill. Furthermore, prospective applicants must be at least 18 years old, have a good level of fitness and strength, and must be able to provide at least 30 hours of availability each week. No experience is needed, just a passion for helping others and serving your local community, the station spokesman added.
Black swans welcome two new cygnets. Two new black swan cygnets have hatched in Dawlish. Against all the odds, the eggs hatched. Now more than a week old, the fluffy youngsters have been venturing out on the water and feeding on vegetation under the watchful eye of Mum, Kimber and Dad, Bert. There had been fears the eggs would not survive, as the nest was built on a small island in the middle of the brook at Tuck's Plot, at risk from rising water levels. But thanks to efforts by volunteers and the waterfowl wardens, including raising the sluice gates to control water levels and protect the nest, they survived. A spokesman for the waterfowl warden said, "It is such a heartwarming sight and a reminder of how lucky we are to have these beautiful birds right here in the heart of Dawlish." And there is an accompanying family photograph of Mum, Dad and two very small, very fluffy cygnets.